Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, the Oscars were weird this year.
Yeah. That feeling when a fox is screaming at you and you wonder why we can't all just be friends.
Yeah, no kidding. The feeling when you have a little too much bubbly on a Sunday night and Monday is the literal worst.
That feeling when you go to a restaurant and see tater tots on the menu and wonder if you've made a grave mistake.
Have such a good day. Hello world, welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Episode 142, y'all. And Sarah, you're sounding a little rough this morning. Did you have a big night?
I mean, it wasn't a huge night.
A little
night.
Squeaky.
I feel a little rough around the edges, Heather. I watched the Oscars last night with a friend, and we're recording this on a Monday, so it was last night, and we had some champagne and we were like, okay, you know, let's make this fun. You know, like we'll have a little party, you know. And
oh boy, was it entertaining too.
It was. I felt like the show, and we're probably everybody has either watched the Oscars or you heard that, you know, there was some kind of weird stuff that happened. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but you know, whatever, it's the Oscars. But we were having some bubbly and just having some fun. And I am too old to be able to like power through the day after having a little too much champagne. And champagne gives me a terrible headache. And I know this.
It does. Because it really does.
Every time I go to a wedding, I'm like, oh, why? Why are we doing this again?
Well, think about how Will Smith must feel today.
You know, I'm not sure he feels all that bad.
Don't
know.
Maybe not.
It's hard to say. I don't know. we were watching it on YouTube TV. That's how I get network stuff. And we rewound it like several times. Like, wait, is this a bit? Like, we were so confused.
I love how stunned Chris Rock was. He was like, like he kept looking around the room. Like, what do I do?
What happened?
What do I say? Poor guy, man.
He seemed, he seemed to recover pretty well, all things considered, he thought it was a bit like,
I think he kind of did it first. He was like, wait, what just happened?
Right.
Well, it was funny because I actually didn't watch the Oscars last night. I don't have live television, but I want to re-up my Hulu membership because there's a couple movies I want to see on there. And last night we're all super cozy on the couch and I got all the animals on me. I can't move, you know? So I'm like, we're going through the prompts to like re-up my Hulu so we could watch the Oscars.
Yeah.
And then of course it's asking for my credit card, which like my wallet's upstairs. Neither one of us wants to get up and get it. And so I'm like, screw this. We'll just watch Coda because I have Apple Plus TV for once. I know that it's been a while since I've been saying I'm going to have the Apple Plus TV subscription. I finally have it. And now I need to get Hulu back. It's like, it's just this like constant game of like canceling, re-upping. You might as well just have all of them and just like forget about it. But yeah. How y'all doing out there?
Yeah.
This is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life. For your entertainment, we are all in this together. How are you guys doing out there? I hope you had a fun evening. We're happy to be here and have an hour of fun with you all.
Indeedy. Yeah, it was an eventful weekend for me, and not really for like anything. I mean, sure, my little Oscar party was like, you know, it was two people also sitting on the couch, much like your night, Heather. But but I am ramping up for D-Day, and that is in a few days from now, and that is when Airbnb people come back to the house for the first time since December. The last people who were here as like actual guests, you know, that I'm needing to monitor and help out and stuff, was a couple
of Sarah.
A few months ago. And well, and there's been my landlord's he had family member who was staying here for a while. Various people have sort of come and gone, and there's been, you know, it's just like stuff to do around the house that hadn't been done yet. There's a deck that needs to be fixed, etc. This guy has been rewiring all of our like outdoor mushroom lights, you know, that come on at night and look pretty and help you get around. So it's been busy here, but busy in a different way. Busy in the exterminators are here. Okay, like I'll deal with them, and you know, and
like preparation time.
Exactly, but not that feeling of, oh, people are next door, and at any moment they may ask me where they should go to dinner tonight. You know? which is like not a hard thing to, you know, I can give people recommendations, no big deal, but I just haven't had that in a while, and so I'm kind of stressed about it a little bit. I'm stressed about the house going back to like biz mode, because we've really not been in biz mode, you know, and I feel like, oh, you know, it's almost April. I've had a nice break, but now I feel off my game a little bit.
Yeah, it can be, there's a demandingness that like you have to kind of get used to again. You probably have to readapt. But I think for me, anything after like 6 p.m. just irks me. It doesn't really matter what it is. And I am a helpful person, but I guess when it's like after hours, it starts to feel like such a burden. Mm-hmm. Like during the day, it's like, yeah, even if you have like a high maintenance guest, it's like you're still kind of in work mode, you know? And I think when I get out of work mode and I want to chill and you keep getting pinged, which I was last night, and I will tell you about it later in the show, but it was, I don't even think I could have been watching the Oscars because I was being disturbed like so many times throughout the night. We'll discuss it later on the show, but I know this one is going to make your skin crawl. So you can look forward to that.
Oh, that'll be great. looking forward to that. Yeah, so the Airbnb thing is, you know, this is part of life. You know, as long as I'm living here, that's what we're doing. And, you know, I've done this fairly successfully for a few years now. So it'll just be, it's like I'm going back to school or something.
Yeah,
you know,
where totally.
I'm like, can't summer last longer? No, it can't.
You got to lay out your outfits on your bed.
Right. Yeah. And like get excited about it, but it'll be okay. I think one of the things, and I've talked about this a million times, but the things that is weirdest for me is that when we get going in the season, I mean, it's back to back. I really don't have very many days here where the house isn't full, you know, of people. Mm-hmm. But when they're here, Otis is not running around in the yard. That would be strange, you know? I mean, it's their house, right? And I just kind of, I do my thing. So every time, you know, first thing in the morning, it's like, get the leash, we're going on a walk, or we're getting in the car, we're going to the park or the beach or whatever. And that's all fine. I mean, I love that. But I've gotten pretty used to in the morning, first thing just being like, open the door, go do your business, and then I'll see you in a little bit. You know, I'll give you breakfast in a little bit, and, you know, you can go be an independent puppy. And that is a really nice thing to have as an option, you know, especially if you're moving slowly in the morning or you just kind of want to sit and do your Wordle or whatever. So, yeah, you know, it's fine. It'll be fine.
Speaking of Wordle, I know you haven't done yours yet, but I am very upset because this is the first time I've ever failed it. And I really was confident that I was never going to get there. Like I have a pretty good record. I have like a lot of threes, a couple twos, a fair amount of fours, you know, and a few fives and maybe a six or something, but I did not get it.
Wiped out.
Yeah. No, but like the wipeout was so frustrating because I'm not going to give anything away, but my first word was kind of eh. I got like a couple, you know, that were in the wrong place, a couple letters in the wrong place. And then my second try, I got all four of them, four out of five, all of them. So like how many options are there? Okay. So you've got five more tries or four more tries. Like how many options? Well, there are a lot. There were like a lot of them and I did not pick the right one and I picked everything else but the right one. And I'm just like, no, this isn't fair. I feel cheated.
And as of this recording, I haven't played today, so I don't know what words we're talking about, but Heather and I send each other our, you know, the kind of the grid. Right. And so it's like, yeah, I know that your whole thing was just like green, 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 but you didn't know what the first letter was. And it's obviously a word where there could be lots of different first letters. So it's like, you didn't do anything wrong. You just, how would you know? How could you possibly know?
I'm a good Wordle player.
You are. I have crapped out a few times and often, you know, sometimes it
makes you feel like a failure.
Well, yeah, but it's like, you know, it's just the one game and then there'll be another one tomorrow and you just move on with your life. But yeah, there have been times where I'm like, you know, first word, I always just like, it's like, I don't even think about the first word very much. It's just something with five letters, right?
It's like
that's
blah.
That's not too crazy of a word. Just, you know, just a regular word.
You're just throwing something out there.
Yeah, just get on the board. And then there have been times where like, you know, by like the fifth try, I'm like, I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
Did you see it yesterday? Did you finally see it, the light, or no?
I don't even think I finished yesterday. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
What happens when you don't finish and then it refreshes? That's a fail?
You just refresh and it's empty. You just,
okay.
It doesn't say that you don't get like docked for not finishing. You just, you know, according to the game you haven't played.
I see.
So anyway, so yeah, the Airbnbers are coming back to town. I'd like everybody to pray for me, and you know we're gonna sail the ship another season, if that's even a term that makes any sense to anybody.
Well, Sarah, I wish I could have beamed you up here this weekend because it was, you know, man, the forecasters, the meteorologists are so amusing because, you know, we're all very attached to looking at our weather apps, comparing weather apps. And I look at different cities that I used to live in. I have a whole slew of places that I check, not just where I live. And, you know, it'll say cloudy all day. And I'm like, you know, we had a little dinner party on Saturday, and one of the great things about where we eat our dinners at our farm table in our dining room is you have a view of the ocean and the sunset. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, because the sunset is so spectacular. And, you know, so, but then everything totally changed. It was like the weekend looked really grim, and then it ended up being this gorgeous, kind of warm, like balmy weekend. And it was so great. It like really affected everything. It like kind of made everything so much better. And on top of it, there were whales jumping out of the water right outside my window. I mean, that is wild. Okay. So I've seen whales when I'm on vacation in Hawaii, I think in the Bahamas, I mean, multiple times in tropical places, which, you know, it kind of comes with the territory. You know, you're on vacation, you see wildlife, but being able to while you're finishing your taxes at your computer and you're seeing whales, you know, their spouts kind of like spray out of the water and you're seeing their tails flip around right outside your window. That is just, it's a trip. So I spent a lot of time, you know, I would be at my computer, I'd see, you know, some action out there and I would pop over to my window seat with my binoculars and I'd be like staring out there for a while. And what was really cool, you know, whales actually travel in groups, in like families, and they call them pods, which I don't think I knew that. You know, like different groups of animals are called different things. It's not just schools.
Murder of crows, et cetera.
Yeah, murder, a dazzle of zebras, which is amazing. Whoever
so cool.
came up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of them. There was like, I mean, I saw like four or five, you know, kind of, you know, squirreling around in the water. It was really, really cool. So some friends came over and we were sharing my binoculars and watching this incredible thing.
That's
which,
so cool.
You know, I felt so privileged, you know, like in some ways I feel, you know, we all take for granted where we live because we live there. And it's hard to kind of wrap your head around it like someone who's never been there before with an objective point of view. You
right.
know, my dad owned this property for 20 plus years. So I had been here a lot. And in some ways, I think, you know, can't help it but take it for granted. And then when I get other people, you know, my guests and my friends and people who visit say that I live in paradise, which people say a lot, you know, and I'm like, sometimes it's paradise, like on a beautiful day and,
yeah.
you know, when I'm not sloshing around in the mud and everything, it can be. And I feel that privilege, but it's interesting how at the same time you can feel like a restlessness, which is maybe a subject for another time. But in terms of the whale watching, so apparently they actually migrate north, like between kind of like this month and summer, like June-ish. So they're migrating north. And then from September to January, it's like there's a lot of whale watching up here. It's like takes up a lot of the year. They actually travel south and go to Baja. They're very sweet. Apparently, they're very friendly and they seem to like humans. I feel like they're kind of watching us as we watch them. And mm-hmm. they're just like a really neat creature. And I am fascinated by them. It would be neat to go out on a boat. I would love to maybe see them closer, but I'd have to like really down some Dramamine or something because I would totally get sick. But anyway,
yeah.
just watching wildlife is a gift. And yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, trying to really lean into the good stuff because I have been very restless, but then I'm like, I have a weekend like this weekend where, you know, we had people over, we had a good time. We went on a couple amazing hikes and played with the dogs and, you know, just like explored. And I did a ton of gardening, by the way. In fact, I feel like I haven't like leaned into that in over 6 months. I mean, it's been winter, so it makes sense, but you know, now things are blooming, my poppies are popping, and I went out there and it was warm, and I mean, I wore a t-shirt and I felt really into it, like genuinely not like in my head and like waiting to just be done to get back in the house. Like I was actually like really in the moment, planted yeah. a ton of food, you know, did a bunch of hoeing, you know, like I do. And yeah, it was just, it's really great. I guess it's like, this was a weekend to relish, you know?
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Yeah.
I'm having, I don't know, I mean, gardening 101, I'm having some weird issues with some of my succulents that have been at they're planted outside, but they're in planters. They're not mm-hmm. they're not in the ground because we have weird soil here. But they are on the struggle bus for sure. And
what
I don't
are they
know,
doing?
They're just almost. It's almost like they're rotting.
Yeah, they might have gotten too much water.
Well, I mean, it has rained here and there a little bit. You know, for mm-hmm. for the last few weeks, but not that much. I think, yeah, maybe they're getting too much water. I'm not sure. There's not really anything I can do about it. It's kind of like, I mean, they're my plants, but it's like I've put them in various areas of the yard where I want other people to enjoy them as well.
Sure.
You know, they're just, you know, when you drive up, you're like, oh, cool plants. I'm mm-hmm. like, they don't look very good right
well, you
now.
Know, you also, you need to, succulents have to be kind of changed out from time to time because they,
yeah.
you know, they grow too stocky and you kind of have to cut them and then you kind of keep replanting them.
Yeah.
But you like, cut them down and then you stick them back in kind of thing. But that it's like they're low maintenance in a way, but they're kind of high maintenance too, because you do need to cut them and replant them fairly often because they grow and then
yeah.
they get kind of ugly, you know?
Yeah. I've got some, I don't even know what the name of the plant is, but in my bathroom, I've got this little window, where I've got little plants kind of at the mm-hmm. window. And yeah, I've got one of those those succulents that you're talking about where it's like, I need to cut it back, but I feel mm-hmm. so bad. Cause it's it's okay right now, but like this already happened last year where I know how mm-hmm. it's going to end. It's just, it's getting too like spiny and tall, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. and it's not going to survive. But I always feel bad cutting back plants.
I feel bad too, but you know, I have noticed because we pruned our fruit trees a few months ago, and I tend to go out there. We've talked about this before, like the deadheading thing where certain plants need to be cut back. They will produce more. And it's really true. I've noticed it. I see it out there. We have tons of blossom trees. I mean, you should see this time of year. It's so incredible. They're so fluffy, so magical. And there we pruned them. I mean, you can tell that they're happier. You know, my roses, I mean, you should see how rich kind of emerald green the leaves are. Like I can tell we're going to have a really good rose season because they seem so happy because we trimmed back all the dead stuff and, you know, they like that. It's like getting a haircut, you know?
Yeah.
You feel more alive after a haircut. Right,
yeah. You're just like, but I want to grow my hair. But it's like, yeah, but you got to cut it to grow it.
Exactly. exactly. You got to cut that dead stuff off.
Yeah, we have some of that stuff is going on at this property too, because there's a lot of landscaping that I don't really personally deal with, but you know, I take stock of, and you know, there's a landscaping crew and they are pretty brutal in the winter.
Yeah.
It's just those months are my least favorite months because I feel like it's just everything looks dead, mm-hmm. but it's already, So many plants, even like I had some annuals in a planter that's like along the stairs to my house. And I mean, I just let the whole thing go, you know, over mm-hmm. the winter. I'm like, yeah, you know, annuals, whatever. We had some nice moments together with my petunias. But mm-hmm. but two of the plants, because I have two different planters, have come back in a great, like they look better than they did when I planted them last mm-hmm. year. And mm-hmm. so I'm like, I'm pretty sure this was an annual. It's just a happy plant. Still surviving.
Yeah, that happens here too. Like I'll even notice one that was supposed to be a perennial and just kind of died, you know? I mean,
yeah.
it is really interesting to see how certain things grow. In fact, I doing an experiment, I have this little like Mexican lime tree. I mentioned that I got this a while ago and I put it, you know, citrus generally needs like a lot of heat. And so we have a lemon tree in our greenhouse that does very well. It's like a Meyer lemon tree. And so I put the lime tree in a pot, like in a wine barrel. So it was like a pretty big barrel and it just wasn't very happy. It's been in there for, you know, 4 to 6 months. So yesterday I took it out and put it in a smaller pot, like a terracotta pot, and put it outside thinking that maybe it just needs more of that ventilation. Cause like the greenhouse can get very humid. So a lot of times it's just like your climate, like where you live and like certain things just don't do well, you know, like I'd love to plant like a Japanese maple, but like, I don't think that they like being super close to the salt air, like to the ocean. Mm-hmm. And you know, so stuff where you have to like do the research and, you know, figure out what would be happy growing in your area.
Yeah. We have a Meyer lemon tree here, as well. And they're kind of a, you know, winter producers. So, mm-hmm. but you know, I haven't bought a lemon in quite some time. It's great. Love that tree. But, I've never had a thriving citrus tree before ever. I was always under the impression, cause I think of like Florida oranges, like it's like, mm-hmm. it's gotta be like real sort of almost like swampy hot mm-hmm. and more of like a year round thing. But citrus actually does really well around here. I have lots of neighbors who just like put baskets of lemons, you know, out on the street, like take
one. It's the best. Yeah. I don't like buying lemons. I don't know. There's certain things where I'm like, eh. I mean, I totally am cool to buy avocados because I'm not about to have an avocado tree, but yeah, I prefer to pick my lemons if possible.
It's a nice feeling. Yeah, it is. It's a very nice feeling. Well, what is not a nice feeling, Heather, is knowing that the rat problem, the ongoing rat problem, is not going away. And is what we're dealing with here. Yeah, so
are they at your house or at the rental?
It's the rental. My where I live is on top of a garage, so I'm, you know, I'm up quite a bit. Not that you know, rats can't get into upstairs areas, but if there were a problem, it would probably be the garage, which is on the lower level. And I mean, the garage is, it's actually, it's hard to explain, but it's built into a hill. So it's like, yeah, there are a couple walls that are open to the elements, but it's kind of impacted. You're when I'm in here, which I am right now, you definitely feel like you're underground, kind of. So I, and there's never been an issue in here. But, and it was great. When I was doing Daily Tech News Show last week, at some point, I got this text message out of nowhere from these exterminators that we've used before in the past. And they were like, yeah, so-and-so is on his way, just giving you a courtesy, you know, text, where I'm like, what? We don't even have an appointment today. Like, and I'm busy. Like, I can't even, luckily somebody else was here. And so they were able to kind of take over the supervision of whatever. But the good news is that, well, there isn't really any good news. The bad news is that there's still rats. There's still rats. And what I, so I've got, and please stop me if I've told the story before, because sometimes I feel like my life is just a big Groundhog Day. But I have, so Otis has like wet and dry food, and the dry food comes in this like ridiculously large bag. And for a long time, when like Chewy.com would drop off stuff, you know, I'd get a bunch at a time so that I don't have to order things all that often. And I would stash it kind of on the side of the garage where nobody can see, you know, just kind of storage stuff. And eventually I noticed that the bags were getting ripped into by who knows who, nocturnal animals. Could be any kind of animal, really. But I was like, oh, man, that's no good. So I moved them into the garage, the bags, and it's been smooth sailing. So I was like, yeah, I just, that's, we've figured out our solution. But I noticed that there was a rip, you know, like a rip that definitely came from a little skunk mouth or something, that was in the bag inside the garage, AKA my studio, where I spent quite a bit of time. So I was like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, I like do my VR workouts in here. Like, I mean, there's, I'm in here during the day, not overnight. I'm never in here overnight, but during the day, I'm in here quite a bit. And I've never seen an animal in here. And so I was sort of like, okay, I can obviously store this even better. But the short story is that some kind of animal, and it's probably a rat, is getting in here and, you know, chowing down overnight. And I have to like come to terms with that fact, even if they're not here when I'm in here, because they're staying away, you know, it's just like a little creepy crawly.
Knowing that they're there. Yeah. You know, I have to say, I've come a long way with the creepy crawlies, and I want to knock on wood because I don't want something to happen now to throw me off because, you know, I'm putting on my shoe and there'd be a spider in there or something. But I feel so much less timid. Like I was telling you guys a few weeks ago that I don't really like check under my pillows as much. And I'm not as sort of like heebie-jeebie when I see a web, but I did see a neat web in the garden. You know, I haven't really seen a lot of scary looking spiders lately, knock on wood, except for I did see a pretty creepy one in the garden. It was like, it wasn't a brown recluse, but it was a pretty fat bodied brown guy. Mm-hmm. It was pretty, but it did make me kind of, oh God, if you just imagine them crawling on you, you know, it's like when I no, when my mind goes there. I like to see it from afar, that's fine, but I think that kind of put it back in my head that there's probably some creepy spiders around here and you just don't see them because they, you know, they're hiding from you. I mean, they're, let's be honest, like they're more scared of us than we're of them, but we don't have to talk about spiders.
I know Tina, we get it.
That's right.
One of our Discorders,
we're moving on.
Is, I mean, there are a lot of people who don't like spiders. Tina's like, no, I don't like them more than
like the regular average person.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll keep it pushing. But yeah,
I think Tina and I should go head to head. Like, who has the worst arachnophobia? Like, how do you even gauge that?
Yeah, I don't know.
A reality show?
I've come a long way too. We had, full disclosure. It's like when I first moved in here, because it is so wooded. I mean, really, it's as
yeah,
woodsy
you're in the
as
woods,
yeah, I've ever lived, and it's super pretty. But I always assumed, okay, there's just going to be a lot of critters, and I'm going to have to deal with it. Now, clearly, there are a lot of critters, and I'm dealing with them in by putting out rat traps and things like that. And that isn't even really like the idea that I don't know. I mean, some people are like, "Oh my God, rats!" Where I'm like, I don't even hate the rats. I mean. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're just kind of doing their thing, whatever. But but it's just it's you can't have, you know, be sharing your house with rats. It's just not going to work. But no. I was so worried that there would be so many more critters, like insects kind of thing. Yeah. And I had a couple years, it was a good run where I was like, you know, I mean, considering how, you know, where I live and how wooded it is and just sort of overgrown and, you know, just ivy everywhere and all that stuff, there just really aren't a lot of insects, at least that like bother me in any way. But it was a tough winter with ants. There are a lot of ants in my house, and I just never had that issue before, and that's pretty gross, you know.
Yeah, ants are just annoying, and they're
annoying,
they're
and they're trying to build their armies, and like I kind of respect them for that, but it's like you just can't you can't be in my kitchen or my bathroom or anywhere else.
I wonder
like,
if they are capable of appreciating your respect.
Well, I do my best to speak to them as equals, and you know, so that they know I'm okay. I'm about to kill half of you, but it's not because I want to. It's just because you got to go somewhere else. You know, this is not the place to build your army. But yeah, it's been a little bit of a. It's been a tough season, I think. It was a tougher winter than what I remember, and maybe it's just because life is hard.
Life is hard, life is pain, but you know, Sarah, maybe we should both thank our lucky stars that we don't have scorpions.
Oh my God.
And cockroaches.
Yep.
I remember my brief stint in New York. I lived on the Bowery, and I am a California girl, so like cockroaches were just not really something that I would see regularly. I mean, maybe when I would go to like Chinatown in San Francisco, but yeah, I never really had a lot of experience with them. But I remember getting up, you know, to turn on the light in the bathroom in the middle of the night, and they would scurry, and same with the kitchen sink. And I just thought it was the grossest, like, I can't even describe it, the grossness. It's creepy. Yeah. There's a creepiness about it, the way they
sound. Well, because
sound.
It's like, you know that before you turn on the light that like they're out sniffing around, right?
Yeah, and
then they'll like go
dirt.
To they'll go to their little corners and hide, but it's like, you know that when you go to bed, it's like they're like, okay, it's
they're out and
the
about.
Coast is clear. Yeah,
and they like food scraps and like dirt, so it makes you think that you're just on a pile of dirt, like you're just living in squalor. Anyway,
I've never lived in New York, and I know cockroaches exist lots of other places too, but when I lived in Echo Park neighborhood of LA that Heather and I both used to live in, I lived right across the street from an elementary school, and I think just because there was like a cafeteria and just, you know, kids and food and whatever, there was a lot of just food around, right?
Yeah.
And there were, and Otis the dog, and I would walk around the block at night. You know, we just like walk around the school, and the cockroaches were definitely out at night. And I remember my mom visiting once, and like, she was like, "Whoa, what's that?" And I was like, "Oh, cockroaches, you know, because of the school." And she was like, "What do you mean cockroaches because of the school?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I think they just like food. I don't know. I don't get it. They're not in my house, thank goodness." But yeah, it was not my favorite thing. Otis didn't seem to pay them any mind, so it was all good. But yeah, you know,
the wide range of critters on this planet. I do prefer whales to cockroaches, for the record.
Yeah, I was real quick, because you were talking about whales, and I wish I remember the name of the woman, but she was on this NPR show that I was listening to, and it was like this really cool story about how she's a professional swimmer, diver, you know, hangs out in the ocean, and like had found a baby whale that was clearly lost.
I heard this. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, and she kind of hung out there for some time because she was, because
story.
The whale was like somewhat connected to her because the whale was, you know, looking for its parent. And, I don't know. It was just fascinating. I thought, I'm not a strong enough swimmer to be able to, you know, do something like that. But like, how cool.
Very cool. Like to be able to connect that way with our critters of this earth. I mean, I think it's a religious experience. I for me it is.
Yeah.
But switching gears a little bit, I'm kind of going back to some of the stuff we were talking about at the top of the show. I don't want to get too grousey because I know Sarah and I can be that way, but we like to live in our grouse sometimes. It's comforting. But I know that this particular Airbnb guest story would be your worst nightmare, Sarah. So
lay it on me.
Listen, I know this is part of the gig, okay? Like it's a gig. It's part of my gig. I have another job too, but this is my little side hustle. And I am a helpful, caring person. I care about my guests. I'm helpful and caring, as I said. There are these occasional guests that I don't know if the word abuses is correct, but like I feel like a little bit abused, like my help, my friendliness feels like it's being taken advantage of. And they just, I think it's this level of helplessness that people have where I'm trying to be helpful and then they're being extra helpless and you feel like you're just not meeting halfway. And they're not being malicious, but it feels like they're leaning on you really hard and you don't even know them. You've never even met them. I mean, you never met them in person. And so this one guest in particular, I could tell you can sniff it from a mile away if they're going to be pulling your apron string for a few months before they show up. And you know, obviously I'm not going to name this person, not going to call them out, but two months plus before her stay date, you know, she's pinging me about, she has some questions, you know, that happens. Cool.
Sure.
But like lots and lots of questions. Like, can you tell me where we can do laundry? Do we need to bring quarters? Do you have charcoal? Like stuff that is clearly stated on our listing.
Yeah.
A lot of weird questions that I won't even get into. And then 2 months ago, she asked if I had any helpful hints to building a fire in a wood-burning stove because they've never done it before and they would love some pointers. And this was months ago. So I'm like, well, like hit me up, you know, before you get here when we get a little closer and maybe we can come over and show you. You know, that kind of thing. So I was like sort of anticipating that day, you know, down the road. I kind of forgot it was her. I realized it was her when I got a ping a few days before their arrival saying that she would like to get her selfie stick that she ordered on Amazon delivered to the property. And can she do that? So I explained to her that USPS does not come down the driveway, but she'd have to make sure it's sent via UPS or FedEx. And, you know, I kind of gave her some directions. I mean, she had a bunch of follow-up questions and I hope I quelled that situation. There was a lot of back and forth. By then, I'm just a little bit exhausted and she's not even here yet.
Right.
You know, and I get that not everybody knows how to build a fire. I totally get it. But it is kind of a weird thing to explain in words, like via email, you know? So last night, so we're trying to watch Coda, that movie. We're discussing this in Discord.
Yeah, best picture winner.
Best picture. You know? Right. Very good movie. Very feel good. I cried. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I did too.
And so I was really engrossed in this movie. And around like 5:36 o'clock, she pings me. She's like, we're here. It's so great. Well, there was an accident on 101. That's why we were late. You know, a lot of detail. Hey, so, you know, like, can you explain to us like how to use a stove? And da da da. We're like in the middle of making dinner. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, what if I have my boyfriend like pop over there? We're about to eat dinner, but like I can have him pop over right now. You know, we're having a back and forth. Didn't hear back from her at all. So I'm like, oh, they're probably fine. Hour and a half later, I get a ping saying, yes, that would be great if you could come by. And this is like 8 o'clock now. It's like, we ate dinner, we're cozy on the couch.
The offer is not really an offer anymore.
It's not, no. And so I was just like, sorry. We're like, we're at dinner. We, you know, it's not going to happen tonight, but sometime tomorrow. And in the meantime, she's still kind of asking me questions. And so what I did was I sent a step-by-step guide plus links to a very straightforward YouTube video. And it clearly wasn't enough. Yeah. So there's kindling, yeah. there's wood, there's paper. We supply everything, you know, and listen, you can Google this stuff. There's like YouTube videos on everything these days. And I guess right. she wants to have her hand held. I get it. But like throughout the night, I mean, for me, after hours, it gets a little more peevy because I'm just like, I'm trying to relax. And anyway, so after it was like, oh my, I mean, it was encroaching on 9 o'clock. Okay. And I keep getting disturbed throughout watching Coda. And she sends me this long ping with a play-by-play with photos saying, here's what we did. We did this. We opened the flu. We did this. Do you think we did it right? With like a bunch of photos. And I was like, this is so funny. Like, is this a joke? Like, so I reminded them that they actually have a wall heater if they don't feel comfortable with the stove. And this morning there was a long note about what they're doing today, but that they'll be home after 7, which is not convenient for us, as I've said, if they could still have my boyfriend come over. So she's here for a week. It's really this thing I've been thinking about, this sort of balance of helpfulness versus helplessness. And
yeah.
I think y'all can tell that I have Invisalign in my mouth. I'm having a hard time talking this morning.
You sound fine. Yeah. All right. But yes, good. How is the Invisalign going, by the way? Well, I mean, we're about a month in now, right?
Oh God, I started in December. We're almost 4 months in. No, yeah. I think I actually
noticed.
Where's
the time go, Heather?
Oh, down the toilet, I'm telling you. But
it gets flushed into the turd chute.
The one last thing I'll say about this guest is that the joke was, well, if the cabin burns down to the ground, you did it wrong. And I almost wanted to say it as like a funny joke, but I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes humor like that is lost on a guest.
Yeah.
I know that feeling of most of the time, you know, I always explain to people is like, if you do any sort of property management and you live on site, which Heather and I both do. So, you know, we have that in common. You're always kind of waiting, you know, okay, something's going to go wrong and they know I'm here. So they're, you know, going to ping me about it. And if I'm not here, it's even worse because then I have to, you know, drive back to the house and like, you know, get something fixed, et cetera, et cetera. But there's just like stuff that people don't understand or, you know, they need some directions on. But then there's also the people who are kind of like, they're giving you a lot of information about like, so here's what we're going to do today.
Yeah.
And we'll be back at this time. And I'm like, we don't have plans, y'all. Like,
yeah.
you do whatever you want. You come and go. You know, this is your domain while you're here. But it's also sort of cute. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the people who are, yeah, like letting me know, here's how many cars we have and, you know, here's what time we're going to arrive. It's like, it's kind of cute in a way, even though I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to like hang out once you're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We will 100% exchange pleasantries, that sort of thing. But yeah, in a perfect world, you and I don't interact at all besides, you know, the very bare minimum. And it's not because I don't want to meet strangers. It's just after you have enough strangers. I mean, Heather knows this intimately well. It's like it all just blends together.
It does.
You can't hang out with everybody.
Well, it's also hard because I think some people will be like, hey, Heather, how's it going? They'll see me on the property or they will contact me via email and I write back more businesslike and I realize, oh, they stayed here last year and I think that they wanted a more – it wasn't like I wasn't friendly. But it's hard for me to keep track of everybody. I mean, I want to make everyone feel special, but I'm also just like this, it's a bit of a churn, you know? It's like I can't remember everybody. Like even if I see their faces, I mean, some of them I do remember, but I think as the years go on and I have more and more regulars, I will remember them. But yeah, it's just, I see so many people, so.
I mean, we had a family a couple years ago. It was my first year here. A family that had stayed however long they stayed. And I don't remember even really interacting with them at all. And, you know, whatever. And then they made a return trip. And when they booked it, you know, they said, oh, you know, it's our favorite house. Oh my gosh, we had so much fun last time. So I'm sort of like, yeah, I don't, your stay was unremarkable to me. Nothing mm-hmm. bad happened, but I didn't, you know, I don't even think I met you. You know, so like, great. And they came again, and, you know, I really, it was the same thing. It's like, they were very, there was a lot of flourish going on with like the booking of the totally. Property. But then when they're here, they're just like, I mean, they're not talking to me at all, which is fine. But mm-hmm. it's funny how I'm like, yeah, I mean, these, you have these people who feel like, I don't know, it feels like their home to them in a way where they like it so much they want to come back. I mean, repeat mm-hmm. guests is, you know, it means they really liked it. And that's great. But at the same time, I'm like, and I don't even know you. We've had one group since I've lived here that have been here three times, and they are actually really friendly. But it's like, it's strange to me. It's like they've had like a couple Thanksgivings here, and it's obviously, you know, a very special place to them. And it's like, mm-hmm. and yet I don't know them at all. I don't know anything about them. They're just, you know, mm-hmm. Ships in the night.
Yep. Yeah, it's a strange experience running these things, and I like it too, though. I mean, it's like anything, there's good and bad for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know what is good? Our patrons.
And not bad.
You are not bad. If you are one of our patrons, we thank you profusely. And if you would like to become a patron, patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find out more about how to do that for as little as $1 a month. And if you can part with $5 or more per month, you can get access to our Discord where we're chatting in there. We're all pretty good pals at this point. And we'd love to have more of you if that's the sort of thing that strikes you as fun and fanciful.
Fun and fanciful. I like that. Coming from somebody who drank a bottle of champagne last night.
I did not drink a bottle of champagne. My God. I had some of the bottle of champagne. Just enough to not
okay,
feel
half a bottle.
Tip-top. It was ish. Yeah. That was, you know, it's kind of how it works. But yeah. If you have questions, comments, thoughts on anything that we talk about on the show, hi@havesuchagoodday.com is where you can send that email. And we hope to have more patrons next week. We always try to shout you out and give you some love when you join the flock, so to speak. Uh-huh. So
the
yes.
Pod.
Yeah. And for those of you who do listen to the free show, that's always an option for you. You might hear ads. Patrons get ad-free shows. So that could be another perk that if you don't know about is an option for you.
Well put, Sarah. Yeah, I mean, the Discord is our little family. It's kind of a 24/7 thing. We don't tend to... We've got some people all around the world, which is cool. We have like a global community, which I love because yeah. I like to hear what the weather's like in New Zealand and Wales. It's endless, fascinating conversations with our buddies on Discord. So yes, you are missing out. So you should join Discord yesterday. And yes, please join us. We'd love to have you.
We would. We'd love to have all of you listening along on every show. Episode 142 is coming to a close, but we'll have 143 next week. So that's how numbers work.
And
it's going to be so much fun.
And it will be April. It'll be a new month, Sarah. Like you said last episode, like, where did March go? March did not have its time in the sun.
It really didn't. March Madness was really mad. Yeah, we're spring is springing around here, and it's only up and up from here, Heather.
Indeed. Sarah, it's great to see you, even if you're a little rough around the edges. You still look pretty.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm glad we're not doing a video episode of the show. I'm not even wearing my contacts. I'm just a hot mess. But that's okay. You know, whatever. The Oscars are but once a year.
It's all good. It's all good.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. And until next week, I will remain Sarah.
And I will be Heather forever.
Have such a good day.
Ciao.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.